This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 570,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. Globally, there have been 13 million cases recorded. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The United States is the worst hit country with over 135,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with more than 72,000 deaths and Britain with nearly 45,000 deaths. Mexico and Italy both have about 35,000 deaths. The World Health Organization, or WHO, warned Monday that there could be no return to normality anytime soon, as too many countries were bungling their response to the coronavirus pandemic after a daily record of some 230,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported over the weekend. The UN Health Agency said the pandemic was only going to get worse unless people stuck to the basics of social distancing, hand washing, and wearing masks. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that countries that were easing their way out of lockdowns were now witnessing a resurgence of the virus because they were not following proven methods to reduce risk. "Let me be blunt," he said. "Too many countries are headed in the wrong direction." Italy, one of the worst hit countries in Europe, is now seeing thousands of migrants arrive at its shores every day. Desperate people, it says, can't accommodate without help from other European nations. The Italian Interior Ministry said Monday that arrivals are almost one-third higher this year. Ministry figures show nearly 9,000 migrants have reached Italian shores so far this year, the majority of them from Tunisia, followed by Bangladesh, Ivory Coast, Algeria, and Sudan. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Polish President Andrzej Duda declared victory Monday in a runoff election in which he narrowly won a second five-year term. He appealed for unity following a campaign he acknowledged as being harsh. The close race between Duda and Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski was dominated by cultural issues. The government, state media, and the influential Roman Catholic Church supported Duda. Duda told supporters, quote, "It was a very sharp campaign, probably too sharp at times. If anyone is offended by my words, please forgive me and give me the chance to improve in the next 5 years." Duda received slightly over 51% of Sunday's vote. The State Electoral Commission said his opponent got just under 49%. Warsaw's mayor conceded defeat and congratulated Duda. He thanked his supporters and said he'd keep fighting against Poland becoming a one-party state. A federal judge on Monday asked for more information about President Donald Trump's decision to commute the prison sentence of longtime ally Roger Stone. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson ordered that the parties provide her by Tuesday with a copy of the executive order that commuted Stone's sentence. She also asked for clarity about the scope of the clemency, including whether it covers just his prison sentence or also the 2-year period of supervised release that was part of his sentence. Trump commuted Stone's 40-month prison sentence on Friday evening, just days before he was to report to prison. Stone was convicted as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation with making false statements. This is what Stone was convicted of: making false statements, tampering with a witness, and obstructing lawmakers who were examining Russian interference into the 2016 election. China has imposed sanctions on 3 U.S. lawmakers in retaliation for the Trump administration's sanctions imposed over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province. Monday, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson announced the sanctions against Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and also Republican Representative Chris Smith. Sanctions were also imposed against Sam Brownback, the U.S. ambassador at large for International Religious Freedom, and the Congressional Executive Committee on China, a joint congressional White House panel created to monitor human rights and the development of the rule of law in China. These corresponding sanctions were announced days after the Trump administration imposed financial sanctions against several high-ranking Chinese officials, including the Chinese Communist Party chief in Xinjiang.